Good evening to you.
And I am happy to join with you.
Come. Very pleased to hear it.
This time, we would wish to devote some of your time to the use of other vessels.
Yes.
For those who are open to us, we can bring much. So this time, that is what we intend to do.
Thank you very much.
So, I will begin, as usual, with your questions, if you so wish.
Yes, I have one I would like to ask. It relates to what we were told a couple of meetings ago by the keeper of the records. We have found him a most interesting person. And I've been thinking over what he said, and I am quite puzzled, of course, as I expect my colleagues are. I can understand and accept that we have to have various lives planned for us. But are they all planned? He said that we are able to see the lives which we shall have to live in the future, as well as those which have passed. And I wonder how those lives are planned, who or what plans them. Because he said that we cannot opt out of them, though we have free will to use during the progress of that life on this earth.
Yes.
I hope I have made myself clear on this.
I understand that you find this difficult. It is a difficult subject for all of you. Let me try to explain further for you.
Thank you. I would appreciate it.
When I speak of your future life, what is there is the outline structure. I have said to you before, you choose, the soul chooses its life, but within that free will there lies an outlined plan. Can you see?
Yes, I can, and this is what puzzles me. How does that outlined plan, which I fully accept and understand, how does that begin in the first place? Who or what decides what the plan shall be?
We are speaking here on deep matters. I have said all has existed. All is, will be, and is already past.
Yes, you have.
You cannot look upon these matters with your physical thinking. It is not a judgment placed upon each soul. When I say it is set out for you, it is something that has always existed. I know not the beginning of these matters. I can only tell you it has always been.
Yes.
If you are looking for me to tell you that there is a beginning and an end, than this I cannot do.
You have told us that before. You were not aware of the beginning.
As far as I am aware, there is no beginning.
Yes.
There is no end. All is one. I cannot tell you more upon this matter because I do not know more.
I see.
But I see the point you are coming to. You cannot think of it as beginnings and endings. That is not the way of it.
I follow, so my thinking has been wrong.
I would not say wrong. You are right to think on these matters, but I cannot be more helpful than the words I have spoken.
I thank you very much for what you have said. The keeper did tell us that he would be speaking to us again, so I might be able to ask him for a little more information if he has it to give.
He will tell you no more than I have told you now.
Is that so? Because he doesn't understand the full complexity of it either, then.
Let me speak to you. There is no one who can come to you, who can explain what you term the beginning.
Yeah.
Because there is no beginning. Or it may be that we have not advanced enough, because of course all consciousness is ever expanding.
Yes.
So you see the problem.
Yes, that creates another problem, doesn't it?
That is another topic we must touch upon.
Mm-hmm.
But I see the point you are bringing to me. It is a difficult subject.
Yes.
But I cannot offer you more.
Because, so obviously, if we see another life that we have to leave, we are not able to opt out, because from what you say, it has already existed and happened.
Yes. What you see is the structure. Mm-hmm. What you choose is the pathway.
I see.
The structure cannot be altered, but your choice can change the way you travel that pathway.
Yes, that is the free will of which you have spoken.
That is your free will.
Mm-hmm.
That is something you are responsible for. But you cannot opt out of those things you need to know to go forward in your growth.
There certainly is a complicated procedure.
I don't think you can fully comprehend these matters until you have grown a little more.
I can quite see that now.
It is too vast for your physical brain,
yes.
Your thoughts and your conception of time, space, of all that ever expanding consciousness.
Yes, I would agree with you absolutely. It is far too complex
it
for us.
It is too much for you.
Yes.
I am sorry, I cannot answer it more for you, but I have told you I am not infallible either.
No. But perhaps it's part of the plan that it is too difficult for us to know in case we try to analyze it too much and make a mess of what is intended, as we probably would do.
There will always be questions and doubts. That is normal because you are humankind. It is not a fault. It is something that is unique with you. And of course you will not find all of your answers.
Yeah. I don't suppose I'm the only one who has these questions.
Not at all. Not at all. There are many, many who seek to find answers to these questions.
Yes, there must be.
But only so much can be given to you that you can fully understand and accept. I am sure I have been telling you many things that have created doubts, but that matters not. It is entirely up to you, your own choices, your own free will, whether you accept or deny that which I give to you.
Oh, I would certainly never dream of denying that I do accept it, because I know you are telling, so far as you know, what is the truth that we should know.
I come only with truth, with love for you all.
Right. Well, we fully understand and appreciate that.
But there will be times when it will be difficult for me to find words for your questions.
Mm-hmm. Never mind, one day we shall know a little more of the answers. Until then, as you have said so often, patience, patience.
My son, you will never find all of the answers.
No, I don't expect to.
I still am seeking my own answers.
Yes.
It is a never-ending pathway.
Of course it must be, particularly with an expanding universal consciousness.
Yes, you see, you are thinking within a very, very small, minute area of the whole.
Yes.
It is difficult to place these small questions within that huge, huge area.
Right.
You see.
Yes, I do see. Well, I repeat, we do appreciate what you have told us, and we look forward to hearing much more from you and your colleagues. At least it will give us something to think about and hopefully improve our own development.
That is what we wish, that you can listen to us, take what you can from us, so that you are able to expand that knowledge which all of you have. Because after all, you are, each and every one of you, on your own individual pathway.
Good.
So you must take from us that which you can accept.
Hello.
Yes?
It's a personal question. Is it possible for you to tell me some of the things I agreed to do before incarnating?
No, my child, I am not prepared to do that for you. It is not that I do not know, but why should you need to know?
Only so that I can fulfill what I came to do.
That is not the purpose of your task.
Right.
You need to encounter each part of this lifetime as it comes along.
Right.
So, you see, it would be like jumping a high fence too soon.
Yes, I understand. Yes.
The problem could be that you would stumble and fall.
Yes.
Can you see the comparison?
Yes, okay.
So, it is better that you fulfill that part of yourself which you have agreed to do in this lifetime, one step at a time.
Yes, I understand.
Don't be concerned. You are traveling on the right pathway. So fear not that you will not succeed in what you have come to do. I can tell you that much.
Thank you.
But I will not individualize each and every deed that you have come for.
Much. Are there any more questions before?
Would it be possible at this stage to tell us something more about yourself? You have told us the analogy of the diamond and the facets, and we understand that. You have told us that part of you has had Earth life. It would be interesting to know something of the other parts, perhaps. Would some parts have had entirely spirit plane life? It would be nice to know more about you.
Well, I am honored that you find me that interesting, but let me say, for this time, we will leave that. But I promise you to come another time when I will discuss a little further with you some of the aspects of my being.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We had talked about it between ourselves, as you can imagine.
I am aware that it is natural for you to be curious. I accept that fully, and I will spend some time with you to try to explain a little more of what I am about.
It's very nice of you. Thank you, Sandra.
Now, I think for this time, we must proceed with what has been planned. I ask all of you to allow yourself to be open, to offer yourselves in love, to be used wherever you can. There are those who are waiting to use you. It will not be anything to do with the work you are familiar with. These are people who wish only to have the opportunity to speak.
To speak?
To speak through these vessels.
Right, so.
But they must allow themselves that openness.
Of course, so it's in order for me to speak with them.
You speak, please.
Yes, certainly.
It will not be more rescue that you have been so used to in the past and still are doing. That is not what this meeting is for.
Good. I look forward to greeting them when they come. Thank you very much.
I will remain within the room, within the instrument I am using, until the end of the meeting. If you will allow me this.
Yes, we should be pleased that you are here. Thank you.
There then follows a visit from Charles Dickens through Sue. It's a rather faint recording. Salumet then comes through for the last 10 minutes and comments on this visit.
Congratulations. You did try not being able to say one word. You're doing quite well. And the more words you speak, the easier it becomes, you'll find.
You told me the purpose of my life.
Is that? In what connection? Were you a teacher, an orator?
I wrote.
An author, were you?
My name is Stephen.
Would you care to tell it to us? You don't have to. We would be interested to know if you're allowed to tell.
My name is Dickens.
Really? Oh, this is very, very nice indeed. And how do you like now being able to write after mental communication and not having to bother with the verbal speech? You must find it a great advantage.
I have used communication.
Yes, fine. It's all very beneficial. I'm sure
it would. When I was there, alive, I was. beautiful now. Yes, my sense. No, I am sorry the word. Do not come.
No, I think I know what you're trying to say. That though the mental communication is beneficial in many ways, and you're able to form plots for the things you still write, which you do, I know, you still are aware of the need for the physical impact of the words. Isn't that right?
My life was spent thinking and writing. Now, in the thought process, I have a wider audience.
Yes, of course you work with it.
Not the works that come from me now. I'm a greater person, which is already the audience, is so much greater.
Yes.
Than
of course it would be, because your thoughts can reach so many, many more than the written word could, or the spoken word on the stage.
My heart here, I believe, contain the message for people that were able to read.
Yes,
yes,
it had to be, didn't it? Otherwise you would have been in serious trouble quite often.
Hard my work. The guises have I said. I understand that now.
Yes. And do you still write on the same subjects? You don't. It's not necessary because of the other knowledge existing.
My work, I believe, of the idea of that is, therefore, the work I try to live in the spirit of the different
things. Yes, of course. And you were aware largely of the continuity of life which you now enjoy when you were upon this earth, weren't you? It is a very real thing to you.
Yes. I even know that I am protest.
Yes, of course, we all find that. And have you met any of the major characters about whom you wrote?
My writing contained many characters which existed only
based on any physical person?
Some.
Some word, I think.
Some. But if I have met him in this, then that have not been made it to me.
You must be grateful now with your new knowledge of what you did do when you were on this earth and the information and pleasure you gave to all those who could read and relay your words. I know that there were many still illiterate in your day, but those who could benefit did benefit, I'm sure. Speech on that very matter from our friend Sinovat.
Yes. He is true. I am the one you know. And I search in the night. Here is you. Say to you that on your earth, when someone shows rare abilities, writing, music,
good.
And so,
not very pleased to hear that, because the influence of your fame on the writers in this one can only do good. And the world certainly needs a lot of better treatment. I thank you very much for having come here and for telling us who you are. We do appreciate it. One day you may feel that you would like to come again and talk to us. We'd always be interested if you did wish.
Fitting, but I fear he's overcome it now.
you have seen a completely different character to the one who first came to our side of life.
It must be satisfying for you to see the change too. You and those who work with you, I mean, of course. All of you.
There has been a purpose for his return this time. I have spoken to the gentleman about the use of the pen.
Yes.
I wish him to think carefully on what has been said this night.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to find the connection in the words spoken.
Right. I think that applies to you, George, doesn't it?
No.
No, the other gentleman?
Gentleman.
The other one.
He will pick up the pen. The connection is there.
Thank you. You hear that, Mark?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for that.
Before I leave you this time, I want to speak to the people I have been speaking to.
Yes.
There is within their circle a young child. Can you hear me, please?
You hear Mark?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There is a child you are all aware of. Is there not?
Nothing.
Yes. This child at times seems difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Lively. Very lively.
Difficult.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This child has an awareness. And she needs to be nurtured carefully.
Yes.
And you, my child, are the one who can help her.
Natalie.
You. Yes, Natalie. Is it Natalie or Ashley?
Ashley or Natalie.
There are two children.
Two blonde children.
She seems a difficult child. At times, very quiet, and how you would say, a little sulky.
Ashley, yes. I know.
You know the one now
yes.
I speak of.
Yes.
This child is sometimes put down rather harshly for her sensibility.
Yes.
You agree?
I do, yes.
With me.
Yes, I do.
You, my child, must help her.
Yes, I understand.
Just listen to the child.
Yes.
She is not physically abused, but her sensibilities are.
Yes, because she's very imaginative. And
yes, her awareness is great.
Yes, I think so.
Please listen to her.
Yes.
She will confide in you.
Yes. And play with her.
You will find the right words, the right action.
Yes.
But please nurture that child.
Yes, I will. She's very special.
You have said the right words. In that child there is a great deal that can be brought forth.
Yes.
You know she can see and she can hear.
Yes, I know she's very bright, very aware.
I think it's saying about being spiritually clairvoyantly and clairaudient.
Ah, yes.
That's right, I believe, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yes.
I
just
wanted
to listen to her.
I will.
She needs someone who will listen to her.
Yes. Right.
Now I say to you all, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Allowing us to work with you all.
I hope this evening has been instructive to those who have been.
I'm sure it has been.
And to those who have not voiced any words, don't be concerned, because your contribution is just as great.
Sure.
My love goes with all of you.
Our love with you and all your colleagues. Thank you is such a simple thing, but it does mean so much. From us.
To the young people, the future will get brighter.
Good. Thanks to Sandra and Jim Gannon. Thank you, Sandra.